Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Sean Moran from Inside Carolina here. Sean, the Tar Heels started ACC play by going 5-5 in the conference. However, since then, the Heels have won 6 straight games, including victories over Duke and then most recently over Syracuse in the Carrier Dome. What do you think has been the main cause behind the Tar Heels turning around their season and going on this winning streak?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely a mix of factors, just kind of going back to the 3-game losing streak. You know, I don't think they were necessarily good losses because you never want to lose, but there were things to take away from those games. We talked about Theo Pinson finding his role, and going into that Clemson game, I was really excited to see how he was going to play in that game with kind of more of the point guard or ball handling responsibilities. And all of a sudden he goes out in the first minute. But while that game was a loss, I think it was really beneficial for both Barry and Cam Johnson. Barry had a great second half and finished with 27 points. And Cam Johnson really came into his own with 32 points that game. So, you know, the Clemson game, I think, was a big turning point just for those two guys to really, for one, Joel to get back on track and Cam to really integrate himself into the offense. Obviously, it's difficult coming into a new team and, you know, having the injury to start the year. And then after that, everybody has kind of been rolling. Luke May has been pretty consistent throughout the ACC play. He's had some great games and some poor games, but we all know what he's capable of. And really, everybody started to click as well. The ball's moving a lot quicker. You know, we're getting contributions off the bench. Sterling Manley is playing well. Play Tech is playing well on offense and in short spurts. So, you know, really it's just been, I think, people finding their roles and getting comfortable and the ball starting to move a lot more.
Yeah, I completely agree that the increased offensive production has been the main reason behind this winning streak. So we'll see if the team is able to keep it up for these remaining 2 games. And to get the full coverage on UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.